those of you that have been listening to my podcast for a while know that I have a really big thing about addiction and making everyone aware of everything that's going on. Well, back in March, I met two ladies and had them on the podcast, and we went ahead and put our heads together. We decided to create something in an effort to bring awareness to communities about the devastating effects of addiction, and also to spread the hope about the possibility of recovery. So with that said, this is Rage Talk.
Hi, I'm Rachel Bongiorno. I am the program director of Daughter's House. I also work for Rage Against Addiction, supporting anyone in recovery and or the family. I love what I do. It does not feel like a job to me. I feel like it's my purpose in life. Early recovery can be really tough. We don't really know how to cope with our feelings. We tend to try to mask our feelings and or not discover like how to deal with them. So a huge part of our emotional support at the house is they say that we need to learn how to sit with ourselves. So it's important through the house to do a blackout, which is 30 days. It gets the women to learn how to sit with themselves, with their feelings, with their thoughts. And, you know, the huge part of it is that there's about 7 or 8 women in the house that are doing the same exact thing, all different levels. So everyone,
what's an actual blackout?
It's like, so they're only allowed to like try to find a job, and or go to meetings, at night. It's just called blackout. I mean, it's like a blackout period where you're just like there.
Right.
And you're getting acclimated to the house and the rules and the chores.
They're in protected sobriety.
Well, and it's true because, I mean, the door is open at any point. They are allowed to leave. I mean, even if they're court ordered there,
right,
they, you know, they're supposed to be there, but they can up and leave at any time. Like we are not holding them,
okay,
you know, against their will. Like we are supporting them and trying to guide them to better their lives and structure and, you know, all that, but by no means is anyone, it's not jail.
Right.
It's a new beginning. So another key important role in recovery is meetings. We implement 90 meetings in 90 days, which gets you on a consistent basis of going to a meeting every day. So they say, chase your recovery like you chased your drugs.
I mean, 90 meetings in 90 days sounds like a lot, but then when you put it that way, mm-hmm, chase your recovery like you were chasing the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's, when it someone is. Drinks so, or uses every day, mm-hmm, they yeah. can certainly go to a meeting every day.
Right.
It's an hour of support. Sometimes they can go to more than one meeting.
In my early recovery, I went to 3 and 4 meetings a day. I mean, I wasn't working, you know, and another important part of recovery is like building your foundation, like building your support network, you know, finding a sponsor, implementing a 12-step program and guiding you to not only you dig up your past as you work through the steps, but it's also a healing process as well. So
you went through recovery too?
I am in recovery.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, that's because recovery never stops.
Recovery never stops.
Yeah.
Yep. It's emotional. It's a powerful thing.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, when someone can come from complete darkness, that's how I felt, to a whole light and a whole different meaning of life. Like, I was driving up here because I bought drugs up here,
right,
you know? And I was driving thinking, like, I cannot even like imagine my life that way right now, you know, and how I lived like that for so long. So it was powerful driving up here, really.
So if you don't mind me, I mean, how old were you when you started? Not recovery, but I mean, when you became addicted.
Well, I started about 17.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I started dabbling.
Okay.
I would say probably 21 is when I started getting addicted.
What was the gateway drug?
I'd say cocaine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I did weed and alcohol, but it's really when I started the cocaine, it just started.
So when did you start recovering?
36. When I was 36, I surrendered.
And now you're basically a peer recovery specialist.
I mean, I don't have that title. I say I identify as a woman in recovery. I am recovery coach trained. And
you're helping other people.
Yes.
Which, to me, I've always found that if you've been through it, mm-hmm. I think it's easier for other people that are going through mm-hmm. it.
Relatable, yeah. Yes. Experiences, and another thing they say is like you have to give it away to keep it. So I have to give to another human being what was given to me freely through the recovery process.
Well, thank you for everything. No, seriously, for helping others.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I do want to just speak on like how I met Wendy. So my friend Tara, who's on the board, she was guiding me to come to church. And I always like bucked with her. I was like, no, I'm not ready. I was still using at the time. Before I actually went, I had like a few weeks clean, I believe. And I walked in and Tara introduced me to Wendy, and I think I turned around and I said, hey, if you ever need any help with anything, let me know. I also am a big believer of like, you know, my higher power has brought me here to this point, meeting Wendy to fulfill my purpose in life.
Right.
And so at the end of the service, I believe I was like crying through the service. And like at the end of the service, Wendy like tapped me on my shoulder and I turned around and she was crying. I was like, and I never met this woman. I was like, oh, this is a little odd. And she said, I don't know what's telling me to do this, but she's like, I've worn this bracelet ever since my daughter passed away. And now I'm going to give it to you. And it said one day at a time. And ever since then we have been a part of this journey together.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely powerful. Like I'm gonna tell you, and you know, there was something in that room and it was powerful. And it was funny because the bracelet was given to me by someone. It was actually a mother of my younger daughter's friend when my older daughter passed away, and I put it on. I was very like compelled to give that to Rachel.
Well, they're always like, how did you get started with rage? And I was like, it's a powerful story, really, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you don't mind me asking you this, so you say cocaine was your gateway drug.
Mm-hmm.
What was the worst one that you've done?
Heroin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And how long were you addicted to heroin?
About 6 years.
6 years?
Mm-hmm. I did pills for a really long time.
Right.
And then I upgraded to heroin.
Don't say upgraded.
It was.
You downgraded.
Well, yeah.
You downgraded. Yeah.
So how long,
an upgrade in my book.
How long have you been drug free?
About 4.5 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
For peer support, you feel free to contact Rachel at 443-504-8488. You can follow Rage Against Addiction on Facebook, Instagram, or at our website, rageagainstaddiction.org, for more information. Thank you.